Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hello and welcome to the Earth Rangers podcast. It's Earth Ranger Emma, or should I say, Inspector Emma, on the case to solve another one of nature's greatest mysteries, the light that reveals the truth when clues whisper. I listen. Secrets beware, for I... you get it. I'm a detective. Let's start the show. Whew, okay. Welcome back to Down Under. That's right. I'm back in Australia. Can you believe it? It seems like just yesterday I was bushwhacking through the outback to solve the enigma of the echidna, which, in case you don't remember, an echidna is an Australian mammal that lays eggs and has a beak. Not exactly what you'd expect to see on a mammal. More like a bird. Yep, birds. The subjects of today's animal mystery. The question I've set out to answer is, why are there some birds that can't fly, even though they have wings? Are they just afraid of heights? And what are some characteristics that flightless birds have in common? Oof, there it goes again. Speaking of which, the call you've been hearing actually belongs to one of the birds in that group. Specifically, a cassowary. Rangers. The beautiful bird before me is over 5 feet tall, almost as tall as me. It certainly has some resemblance to its distant cousin, the ostrich, but picture this. A mashup of a dinosaur, a flamenco dancer, and a grumpy librarian who just stubbed their toes. I know, a little hard to picture. Its body is covered in thick black feathers, but it has ruby red and sapphire blue skin on its neck and face. It's very striking. Kinda wanna know its beauty secrets. And that said, I'm not going to get too close to this bird to get a look. It's not the friendliest creature in the animal kingdom. I mean, you should see its toes. Most birds have claws, right? But cassowaries have claws that are as long as my hand and as sharp as a dagger. Cassowaries can do some pretty serious damage to their prey with those claws. And they can do some pretty serious damage to humans, too. Also, on top of its head where a cockatoo would have a tall crest of long feathers, cassowaries have a hard bump called a casque. It looks kind of like a horn, but it functions more like a built-in helmet, helping to protect the cassowary's head from falling fruit or thick brush or predators. That's right. Not only do these birds have built-in daggers on their feet, they have built-in helmets on their heads. Plus, they make these noises. Whew! Rangers, you do not want to pick a fight with a cassowary. I mean, just about the only disadvantage they've got is that they can't fly. Their wings are teeny tiny. I mean, that's gotta be part of the reason why they're bound for the ground. Maybe also the reason for their grumpy attitude. But to get back to our mystery, just how big does a wing need to be to get a bird off the ground? I mean, ostriches, cockapoos, and penguins all have nice big wings, but they can't fly. And on the same hand, robins have a stocky build and relatively short wings, and they're strong and agile flyers. So there must be more to this mystery than wings. If only I had more clues. Where could I find more flightless birds? I got it. I know just where to look for clues. But to get there, I'm gonna have to take a flight myself. In a plane. Luckily, good old Bessie is just parked on that field back there. Come on. Okay, back in the cockpit. Whew. Here we go. Master power, on. Beacon lights, on. Mixture, on full rich. Brakes, very important, set. Area, clear for prop. And throttle. Crandall Local Control, this is Bravo Echo Sierra Sierra Yankee preparing for takeoff. Requesting permission.
Yankee Bravo Echo Sierra Sierra Yankee, you're all clear.
Thanks. See you next time. And we're airborne again. You know, being able to fly is a huge advantage. And not just for me, get into places quicker, but also for birds. When birds fly, they can search for food over a way wider area than most animals. They can migrate long distances, they can escape from predators, and they can build nests way up in trees to keep their babies safe. But that begs the question, how do birds fly? What body parts do they need? I mean, wings alone won't cut it. They're only part of the picture. Nope. In order to fly, a bird needs 1, wings, 2, feathers, 3, a lightweight body, and 4, a keel. What's a keel, you ask? Well, you might have heard this term referring to ships and boats. On a boat, the keel is a big log or beam that runs along the bottom of the boat from front to back and holds the whole boat together. So obviously birds aren't boats, but the position of a bird's keel is kind of the same. Here, I want to try something. Go ahead and tap the center of your chest, Earth Rangers. Most people have 2 collarbones just under their neck. They'll feel sort of round under your skin. And then, if you go between them, there's a hollow space. And that's the spot where you'll find a bird's keel. A keel is a ridge in the middle of a bird's chest. And the flight muscles begin at the keel and stretch out to the wings. No keel, no flight. And that's why cassowaries can't fly. They don't have a keel. Neither do ostriches, by the way. Oh, sorry, that's my navigation beacon. Let me just look down. Yep. We have arrived at our destination, New Zealand, home of a ton of flightless birds. Time to make our descent. Sorry, listeners, I need to concentrate on landing, so I'll be right back with you when we reach the ground. Earth Rangers, the hiking trails in New Zealand are beautiful. Have you ever been to New Zealand? The Maori people native to New Zealand call it Aotearoa, and so will I from now on. I just landed in an area called Northland, which is the northern region of the North Island. Aotearoa is made up of 2 big islands and about 700 smaller islands. And you can find an awful lot of flightless birds on these islands. I wonder why, and so do a lot of scientists. This is their prevailing theory. A long, long time ago, the birds on these islands didn't need to fly. They didn't have any predators to escape from. And because they didn't need to fly, they didn't need to use much energy. And because they didn't need to use much energy, they didn't need to eat much. And all of that worked out just fine for the birds of Aotearoa until the European settlers arrived, with their cats and their dogs and their other imported predators. Oh, and their desire to hunt the birds here. As you can probably imagine, this thoughtless and ignorant behavior endangered a lot of species. Like the kakapo, for example. The kakapo is a cute little green parrot that's native to Aotearoa. We sometimes call it the owl parrot or the moss chicken. It has kind of a shaggy look. Kakapos used to be one of the most common birds in Aotearoa. You could find it all over these islands. Now, you can only find the kakapo on three tiny islands. Thankfully, though, a lot of conservationists have done a lot of work to help the kakapo recover. And now, there are over 250 kakapos in the wild. You might also be familiar with one of the more famous birds from Aotearoa, the kiwi bird. Look, I can see one now. It's just bopping around off the trail. The kiwi is the national bird of Aotearoa. It's also so famous and so beloved that we actually call people from Aotearoa kiwis. Like, I'm a Canadian, he's an American, she's a kiwi. Now, I know you're asking yourself, and yes, the kiwi bird does look a little bit like a kiwi fruit. They're small and brown, and their bodies are round like a ball. And they have long pointy beaks and feathers so thin that they look more like hair. They have no keel, and they have very small wings. So just like kakapos, they can't fly. And just like kakapos, their population has declined over the years because of hunting and cutting down trees. It's taken a lot of conservation work to protect kiwis. And today, they roam free in national parks and protected forests. That said, the kiwis still have to deal with invasive predators. Remember how they never developed the ability to fly because they didn't have natural predators? And then the European settlers brought over a bunch of predatory cats and dogs and other animals? Well, that happened 300 years ago, and no, kiwi birds have still not learned to fly yet. Evolution takes way longer than that. But who knows? Maybe in a few thousand years, we'll have flying kiwis. Hang in there, little birds. Hey, kiwi people, keep your dogs on a leash and your cats indoors. Oh, well, Earth Rangers, I think we're making good progress on the case of the flightless bird mystery. Birds don't just need wings to fly. They need a keel, too. And some birds just never needed to fly because they didn't have any natural predators. There is one very famous flightless bird that does have a keel and a lot of natural predators. Can you guess which one? I'll give you a few hints. One, you'll find them down under, even lower down under than Australia. Two, these birds love to chill out. And three, they're black and white and beloved all over. You guessed penguins. You're absolutely right. Penguins do have a keel, and they definitely have natural predators. A penguin is a leopard seal's favorite snack. But penguins' bodies are too heavy to support them in flight, and their wings are too tiny to keep them in the air. Which begs the question, how do penguins escape when a leopard seal swims after them? They trap bubbles. They trap air bubbles under their feathers before they dive into the water. And then, when they're coming back up to the surface, they release those air bubbles, which helps them to speed up and escape from those pesky seals. They can come shooting out under the water, jumping up to 9 feet in the air. I mean, it's not flying, but it's definitely something. And that's just one of the humble penguin's incredible talents. Another way that they can escape from predators is by tobogganing. Yeah, you heard that right. When on land, penguins have been observed sliding on their belly to speed along the ice. And they don't just do it when there are predators chasing them. Turns out that sometimes they just do it for fun. But, Earth Rangers, I'm sorry to have to tell you this. Contrary to popular belief, penguins don't tap dance. But I do. And I can sing too. Birds in flight, you are the ones, flying off beneath the moon and under the sun. Feathers, keels, and lightweight bones, you can fly off into the unknown. So fly away, birds in flight, birds in flight. Huh, well, that was, unique. You know what, let's just call call it interpretive singing. And I promise I'll stick to lip syncing from now on. Thank you for listening. Despite, you know, that. I'll be back next week with a brand new case. Until then, stay curious and keep on ranging. Bye! Earth Rangers!
Are you a fan of cryptids like Bigfoot? Do you like ancient monsters like the Kraken? Are you ready to face the scariest creature of all?
The unicorn?
Welcome to The Weirdness, an exciting journey into the weird and unexpected. Join Arlo and Sierra as they host a podcast called The Weirdness, dedicated to exploring the unexplained and weird phenomena, like the Loch Ness Monster, the Yeti, the Chupacabra, and more. Unfortunately, they've never actually witnessed any of this weirdness until they track down Bigfoot himself. Turns out, the weirdness is real. And it's everywhere. Now, Arlo, Sierra, and Bigfoot, whose nickname is Beef, set off on a mind-blowing road trip adventure across the globe to find out why the creatures of legends are disappearing and solve the mystery of the creep. Listen to every episode of The Weirdness now on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com. Binge every episode and find every ridiculous creature of legend before they disappear.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.